Welcome to the Make an Extra Cool Podcast, the link between research, practice, and theory for those interested in the activities youth are involved with during non-school hours. The Make an Extra Cool Podcast is produced by Kids for Kids, a division of Harris County Department of Education, and I'm your host, Mike Wilson. Recently, Kids for Kids hosted a Level Up College Readiness Student Expo. Research has shown that students who have experience being on a post-secondary institution while they're still in high school have a better chance of going to college, persisting while they're in college, and actually graduating from their institution of choice. The Level Up College Expo not only brought students to the University of Houston downtown, but also included workshops on college readiness, as well as providing an area for vendors who could talk to students about potential careers, as well as steps needed to enroll in college. I was very excited with this event and had the opportunity to not only interview the coordinator, Ms. Tanika Rinty, but presenters as well as vendors who were presenting information regarding college readiness. I hope you enjoy this episode of the Making After School Cool podcast, where we highlighted the Level Up College Career Expo 2024.
My name is Tanika Rinty. I am the project coordinator for Level Up Houston, and today we are hosting our After School is Cool Youth Expo. The purpose of the event is just to bring awareness and provide students with career and college exploration opportunity. And so today has really been a treat. We've had presenters. We have a career test drive that's sponsored by Bridgeyear that's very interactive for students. And we have tons of vendors that students get to go by and talk to and connect with the different resources. And I'm just really excited about being able to provide this opportunity. So I think it's important to host events in colleges and universities because students begin to be able to see themselves there. I was actually speaking with one of the presenters who said, I've never been to this location. And so I think because the University of Houston in particular is central in the Houston community, I thought that it would be a great idea to have the event here so that students can be able to see, you know, what a jewel they have in a university, but then also be able to see themselves on a university campus. So the target audience for today is middle school students as well as high school students. We thought that it would be valuable to have our middle school students come out and experience what a college campus is like, but then also the interactive activities associated. A lot of the hands-on activities through Bridgeyear allow students to explore careers at an earlier age.
My name is Dr. Flores. I work for the University of Houston Downtown Educational Talent Search Program. We are a pre-college readiness program. We service approximately 1,400 students in the Aldine Independent School District and Houston Independent School District. We help their journey through the educational process, get into college, persist in college, and graduate from college. Today we're hosting an SAT workshop. The SAT this coming week is a digital SAT, which is brand new, and we're giving our students strategies on how to master the SAT and have better scores. You can reach us right here at the University of Houston downtown, call the Talent Search Department, or contact us via email on our website, www.uhd.edu/talentsearch.
My name is Amanda Roper. I am from Workforce Solutions, the Astrodome office, and today we'll be presenting a Texas reality check for our young adults who are interested in going into career fields to see what your lifestyle requires you to have as income, and then what occupations align with that income that you're wanting for that lifestyle. So what it'll do is it'll go through what they need as far as like what kind of house they'll like to live in, what kind of car they'll like to drive, those kind of things. And then we'll look at occupations that align with that. And once you look at those occupations, you'll see, okay, well, this one requires a four-year degree. This one maybe requires some training. This one maybe requires a master's or a doctorate degree, right? And from there, they're able to determine, you know, what kind of pathway they would like to go through. So if they want more information, they can always go to wrksolutions.com. There they can book an appointment. We do one-on-one services. And then if they wanted more information, all of their information for youth services is also on that same website. And they can go to any Workforce Solutions office in the Houston metropolitan area as well.
Hi, this is Andrea Carson. I am the managing partner of Carson and Associates CPAs. I'm also an investment advisor. So today we are going to present finance for the next generation. We believe that regardless of age, everybody needs to be educated. Yes, so my email is acarson@carsoncpas.com. Our phone number is 281-617-7336. You could also visit our website at www.carsoncpas.com.
My name is Marcy Brooks. My agency is Academia in Motion, which is AIM. I prepare high school kids for college or life after high school because, you know, most kids will decide once they graduate from high school that they may just want to get a trade, get some type of certification, start their own business, or do something else other than going to college. And so my goal is to help them lay that foundation and prepare them for that point. So AIM is about 10 years old. And we've been helping students for over 20 years. I am also experienced in helping people start their own business or form their own business or nonprofit. And so if there's anyone want to go that route, then I can help them with that as well. So I can be found on Facebook under Marcy Brooks, M-A-R-C-I-E, or by my organization, which is Academia in Motion, AIM. You can find me. My phone number is 832-907-4505.
My name is Natalie and I'm 12.
It's really cool. I really like it. I kind of want to go here now.
My name is Mason Poulard. I am 12. Probably be a vet and go to rodeos with my mom. You search up AROP Performance Horses awesome. You can find hers.
My name is Dallas Green and I'm 16. I'm looking for an opportunity to see what I want to do later in my future after high school. So after high school, you want to know what you're doing and you want to have a set idea of what you're doing and something to thrive for so you're not just lost in life. I like to be a firefighter and study in fire science and fire technology. Right now I'm a lifeguard and so I just kind of wanted to continue the thought of helping people.
My name is Bailey and I'm in eighth grade. I've been to colleges for like competitions for dancer. I think I want to be like a physical therapist.
My name is Todd Walton and I'm in the eighth grade. I've been to college campuses before to tour them with some of my cousins. I've been to Texas Southern University and Southern Methodist University. I want to be a lawyer.
I'm Kaden Blair. I'm 15 years old. It's very different. It's bigger, of course, and yeah, I like it. I want to be a lawyer. I want to do criminal prosecution. I think it can be very helpful. Like, it's kind of showing you what is expected for college after school. So it prepares you for that.
My name is Jackson Matisse. I'm 17 years old. I think it's very helpful to make a decision because I'm coming up on a graduation day. So I think it's helpful and looking at the community around the campus and everything like that. Yes, sir, I definitely want to look towards law enforcement or like the FBI. Well, I think it's very helpful. You know, a lot of people that don't know what's really out there and the different careers and things like that. So I think it's really helpful.
Harrison Garcia, and I am 15. I think it's pretty interesting, especially since, you know, we get to participate in all these things, learn about new things that can help us get into the colleges we want. I know that I want to go to college. I've always wanted to, like, help people out, so that might be going off of whatever major I choose to, and yeah.
My name is Mia Cedillo, and I'm 12 right now. It was all right. I had fun. I got educated a lot for my future. I'm gonna try to go to college and try to teach for architect.
My name is Sabrina Hewitt, and I'm 17. I really like this event. I think like having the presenters and then having like different vendors come out, and also the test driving careers. I think that's really cool because sometimes like people may have an idea of what they want to do, and once they actually see it, it may change. The advice I would give is what the college counselors at my school say, and that's just pretty much like consider all of your options. Like, and then one of my teachers also said that you, like, even if like you may not think you might not get into a school, that you should still like apply because you never know like what they're looking for that year. My future plans, I want to attend a four-year college with the hopes of majoring in secondary education.
My name is Diego Montes. I'm 18 years old. I'm part of the WITS Project. And the WITS Project is an organization in which we try to recruit kids in order to take them out into the wilderness, not only for them to find themselves, but also to learn more about the environment and their impact as people that they have on the environment, and also spread environmental awareness. We encourage values such as leadership, environmental awareness, curiosity, and leadership strength. Well, it's really good. I would say that for me, since I'm already, you know, a senior, I already have a more general idea on what I want to do, but definitely for someone that just came in high school and does not know like what path in life they want to take yet, it would definitely help them, guide them in the right direction. Since you get a lot of exposure to so many different things like robotics, you know, you get help with your resumes if you haven't started one. Then you have the fair where you learn about all these other professions that you can do. And you really get to find out what you're interested in and what calls to you. Well, my plan right now is to graduate, you know, firstly, and then go to U of H to do entrepreneurship.
Tajah Fields, I work with Little Ballers and Little Birdies.
My name is Archie Kraft. I work with Little Birdies and Little Ballers.
Okay, with the Little Birdies Company, we are a golf company that teaches STEM along with the lessons of golf. We pursue kids from ages pre-K 3 and up, all the way to high school, even offer private lessons for adults if you guys want to try. We go out to schools. We are a mobile company. We come out to you. We provide the equipment, the golf clubs, and cones for the drills and everything. We align the lessons of STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math with the game of golf. And yes, we've been doing this company for 12 years now, strong, and just hoping to reach out more and expose the game of golf to more minorities like ourselves. We found it that it's more important for us because people are not like us playing golf. There aren't really many minorities playing golf. It's more a rich sport. There's more, I guess, exposure to those who have money rather than those who do not. And we just provide those at a reasonable price.
Just knowing that you're worth it, knowing that you can do it no matter what you look like, where you may come from. We try to really make kids just see that it's possible, right? Because when you look on TV or you look anywhere, as my partner Archie had mentioned, is you may not see someone who looks like you. So coming into with our company, we welcome everyone, all age groups, just to show you that you can start young, you can come in as an adult. There's always room to grow. So we definitely focus on there's always room to grow, always room to get better at something.
So we actually have a, I guess, great review. We have been reached out from all over Houston, from Brazoria County all the way to Spring. We have a wide range. The kids, we have a lot of returners come back each year. We also have our partnership with Under Armour where we do tournaments, and we have a lot of participants in that. So I believe that this company has made an impact on the minority group, and we are seeing more exposure, but we just like to keep going.
Okay.
With golf, you can actually get scholarships through the game of golf, and they're actually looking for people like us to give scholarships to. So I feel like with this event, just more exposure, more knowledge to learn, more wisdom to gain, and more experience.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of the Make It After School Cool podcast, where we highlighted the Level Up Youth Conference and Career Expo that was coordinated by Ms. Tanika Renty. On this episode, I would like to thank the vendors who spoke with me, as well as the students who participated in attending the conference. from our listeners, as always. Please join me for future episodes as we continue to explore the issues that are relevant to the out-of-school time field.